So if we can just get into it straight away. So please close your eyes and make sure your mobile phones are turned off. And to bring all the attention into this wonderful place called the present moment. And in order to get into the present moment, we start just by being aware of our physical bodies, how we're sitting. And we're developing peace, kindness, stillness. You can't find any peace without kindness. So be kind to your body. Find out what is the most comfortable position within reason for your body. So you can adjust your bottom on the seat, you can move your legs, you can scratch, whatever you need to do. And you become aware of your body, sensitive to its feelings, in order to bring up that mindfulness of your body. You can even ask your body, "Body, is there anything I can do to make you more comfortable?" Whatever answer your body gives you, see if you can make your body more comfortable. And as you develop the awareness of your physical feelings, you can learn how to relax those physical sensations. It is the mindfulness which can give you feedback. You see how those irritations, aches and pains change. And soon you find out what makes the irritation, the ache, more intense, and what alleviates the pain. What softens the irritation? And by this awareness of your body and a little bit of trial and error, you soon learn how to relax your own body very, very deeply. Being aware of the muscles around the mouth and the eyes. You know, if you're angry, if you're worried, those muscles tense up. So be aware of those muscles around the eyes and the mouth and relax them. By relaxing the muscles, the emotion of fear, anxiety, also disappears. By being aware of your physical body and learning how to relax it, you can also deal with the emotional world, softening it, taking away all the pressures which you put on the body from your mind. You're letting the body be, releasing any tensions in the body. Whenever I feel a tight part of the body, I imagine it's being stretched like a string or a rope being stretched by two people pulling on either end. I imagine that one or both of those people letting go. And this rope or the string becomes loose, just like the tendon in the body becomes loose. The tightness is released. Till I can feel my body just so relaxed, even more relaxed than if you were, say, on a beach in Bali. And when the body does feel relaxed, see if you can notice the delight of relaxation. once you can be aware of the pleasant physical feeling when the body is relaxed, the relaxation goes to a deeper level. What you're doing is letting go physically. People often ask, how do you let go? This is how you do it. We're going to use that same method to relax our mental world, our emotional world. So now let the body go and become aware of what's happening in your mind. Any fears, anxieties, problems from the past. And just how that is like a stomachache, but this time an ache in the mind. How worries for the future stretch and stress the mind. It pulls it away from the present. And now we are aware of our mental world. Now learn how to relax it. Let go of carrying the burden of the future, all your worries and anxieties, most of which never happen. You can imagine like it's a big, heavy shopping bag. You're carrying it too much. Put it down. So you're not carrying the weight of your future. And all the concerns of your past, things which someone said or did a few moments ago, stretching back as long as you can remember. Why are you carrying all that past like having a big rucksack on the back? Take off that rucksack, that backpack, and put it down so you can rest. So we put down the shopping bag of the future. Put back the rucksack, the backpack of the past. So we can really be free and relax. And how does that feel? The delight of being in the present moment, just now. Remember that you deserve some freedom and happiness. And the best way for preparing for the future is to rest in this moment, to recuperate, to energize, just to be for a few moments. Remember, you're not going anywhere, you're not doing anything, you're not trying to achieve anything. All that just is more stress and pressure on you. Just being, going nowhere. And be aware of how that feels. No stress, no pressure, nothing to attain. All that has been put down on the ground. You're relaxing, just being. And being mindful of how it feels to relax the emotional world. And don't try and put these feelings into words. The words just generate thoughts. See if you can know without giving things a name. To feel the peace rather than describing it. And to delight in the joy of freedom, the freedom from having to be somebody, the freedom from having to complete some task, the freedom just to be, delight in that. As the mind relaxes in this moment, many of you become aware of your breathing. It's quite natural, or you may have done breath meditation before. Just be aware of the breath coming in, however it comes in, wherever it comes in. Know the breath as it goes out. It just gives the mind something to focus on, gently. Always in this moment, just one breath at a time, no past, no future. Making peace with every breath. It's getting close to the end of the meditation. For those of you having a good time, well, for those of you ready to come out, yay! How do you feel? What's it like inside of you? At the end of 30 minutes, inner relaxation. There's an old Buddhist saying, there's no bliss higher than peace of mind. Beautiful, beautiful peace. Enjoy it. And know how it comes about. I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times. Keep your eyes closed until the last ringing vanishes, just to enjoy the sound of a Korean gong. And smile when you come out of meditation. Please remember, I have to look at you after the meditation, so please smile. Okay, so those of you outside, come in, those inside going out, go out, and I'll give this evening's little talk. Also a special welcome for those people overseas who are tuning in on their computers. These talks are live streamed, and those are also recorded and put on for download afterwards. And sometimes someone told me the record, one of my talks, I don't know which it was, 500,000 downloads. That's a full talk. 500,000. So a lot of people listen to these talks. When I go overseas, you know, people say, oh, I saw you on YouTube. Now I see you live. Anyway.